Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
My what?
Your zip code.
Okay, it's 98311.
Your first and last name.
My what?
Your first and last name.
First name is John. The last name is Alcantara. That's Alcantara.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
It would be 7751 Beacon Place, Northeast, Bremerton, Washington, Unit 101.
Thank you for that information. Pulling up your account, I do see where you made a purchase for our Excision products. You called in on the field regarding those natural products. How could I assist you today?
Well, I need my money back because they don't work for me. I want to return the products and get my money back.
Well, the company does not accept returns. That's why they give the customer 14 days to try the product to see if it's something that they like or not before being billed full price for those products.
Yeah, well, then I guess I just need my money back.
Those are full prices for those products that you already have.
Yeah, there's like three orders for like 87, 89, and 89, and one for 59. And I believe I was getting a free trial. What's that?
Those are the full prices for those products.
Yes. But, again, they don't work for me. And I have asked to get my money back.
Well, those charges are valid due to you having that product. When you called in, when you canceled your account, your account was canceled, so you won't receive any future shipments or charges from the company.
Okay. And they gave me a number? Is that standard procedure? Some kind of number and to call a support desk?
Your cancellation number to prove that you canceled your number? To prove that you canceled your account?
Yeah, but then there's this support at, I think it's...
That's the customer service email.
Yeah, so are they the people that give me my money back?
Those charges are valid, no sir. There is no refund on your account. Those are just proving that you canceled your account so that you won't receive any more charges from the company.
Well, the company overcharged me.
Those are the full prices for those products.
And again, it was for a free trial, plus I had to pay for the shipping charges.
The shipping charges were the only thing that you paid for, and that was for the promotional trial of 14 days. After 14 days, you were billed full price for that product that you didn't pay for, that you only paid shipping and handling.
So if I didn't get it back in 14 days, then I'm out my money.
No, if you didn't call within 14 days, you were billed full price for those products that you received.
Okay, there's nothing like a customer satisfaction. And let's see, it hasn't been, was it 20? On January 24th, And if I add 14 on to that, let's see. I think
January the
8th
is when you made the purchase
time
for those products.
Well, it says it's billed on here on the 17th, the first one, and the other three are billed on the 24th of January, and two of those, and then one on the 26th.
I don't see any
so
26th. The only charges on our account is January the 8th when you first made that purchase, January the 8th for $7.49 and $6.59. And your full prices when you were charged January the 24th for $87.43 and $89.65.
Yeah, and then there's a other one of $59.94.
No, sir,
I don't see that link down there?
No, sir.
Okay, I think that's something else then. So basically, I'm just out the money, right, for a product that doesn't work and don't know if it ever would. It's like money back guarantee, maybe, but it's not. Or customer satisfaction or money back.
Let's see.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, the only other recourse I have is to go to my state attorney general and have him send you a letter. You know, if it looks bad to him, he'll send you a letter. Okay?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment while I go ahead and cancel out this account for you. All right. I was able to go ahead and cancel out that account for you. Well, your account was canceled.
So,
I was able to go ahead and issue that refund on your account. Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
Is that it? You're going to refund me the money?
Yes.
And what form would that be? A check?
No, it's going to be refunded back to your account. And you will receive an email regarding that.
Okay. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye.